Right now, it's time to bring in Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim joins us every week at this time. He is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports. He brings over 40 years of experience to these subjects and more. And we welcome him this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning, Marshall. Morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody out there in Robin Hood Radio Land.
Jim, we have to talk about something very important first.
Yes, sir.
We have to fire the Giants coach. We have to fire Jerry Reese, the general manager, now. Let's not wait.
See, Marshall's made a decision.
Thank God somebody has.
That's right.
Unfortunately, of course, you're Aggie. You're very, very accurate. And
anybody that stands up.
Maybe the thing is, give these people some mercy and say, okay, we're going to pay you for the rest of the year. X amount will report back for the spring training and X amount won't. And let the fans just go off and do something else.
You know you're in problems when you're at a press conference and you're the head coach and somebody says to you, so what did you say to the team at halftime? And his quote was exactly this. Next question.
I thought he would have said
something.
We don't speak. We don't talk.
Something. I yelled at him. But no. Well, anyways.
Was it It was. So it was, I really don't know, or I can't say
it to
you.
It was an audible thing, yeah. I mean, he just let everybody know that, oh, I can't really talk about this. It was
foolish. Well, I think the more pathetic thing of late was that touchdown with 33 yards to go. I mean,
fourth and 33.
Basically, nobody cared. Nobody cared.
Oh, goodness.
And, you know, for professional, look, these people have their own problems.
Well, it has freed up my Sundays, though, Jim, I'll tell you that.
You're going to find a lot of things you've been missing.
That's exactly right. All right. So, anyway, so that's my rant.
It was pretty gentle rant, though. It really was. Yeah. Considering the abuse you've been taking watching these games.
And from my friends.
And from your friends, yes. Yes. I mean, nothing like a guy and his friends walking around for Monday and Tuesday with scowls on their face.
Amazing.
Well, Marshall is allegedly more evolved now.
All right, folks, here we are. Temperature's a little cool. Thank God Paul is falling. The world at large, my goodness, the likes of which we've never seen. I wonder how many other populations have said that over the years.
They just haven't had...
Pardon me?
I was just going to say, people often ask this, you know, are there more storms now? Is there more this now? Is there more this now? Or was it just not, did local news just not cover events, outside? A car crash in Indiana, I'm making this up, is on the local news now. So,
yeah.
Do you...
I concur with that, but the biggest happenings... such as these, the water just gushing over the coastline with more and more frequency, and what's happening to the environment. Norfolk, Virginia, where I was stationed as a sailor, I guess it's the oldest bay, it's 100 years old. The water level there is up a foot and a half, I guess, in X amount of years. The key thing is, because of the change in the water, the pipes below the port that they use for various and sundry things, they're cracking, they're popping. This is definitely related to this problem we have in terms of the climate. And I'm just pointing it out in that every facet now is of concern. Let's deal very quickly with something which is obviously unpleasant. I'm certain we all have our hearts and minds in a very positive frame of for the people in Texas, not only the people who passed away, certainly their relatives, but actually all of Texas, which has really been hit by so many different things. And I just like to make, well, I'll add it with my next one. The other thing is, to those who died and were left behind here in Manhattan, something we just never fat, you know, you just never figure this stuff. But I want to make a point. I don't think mental illness can be used as an excuse in terms of the first shooter. He basically was dishonorably discharged from the Air Force and served 12 months in confinement. He had injured his wife and his stepson. There is no reason why he was able to buy any kind of gun. He was a criminal. When criminals come out of prison, they cannot buy guns. That's it. It's very, very simple. So the problem here to be solved is not gun control. Let's have an ID with a fingerprint, a picture. You get it from the federal government. You go to your local gun store, and they say, okay, that'll be $173. Now show me your ID. You put the ID in the machine, and that's the end of it. The idea that people can't get behind such a simple concept is ridiculous, because the guns keep flowing, particularly from the South throughout the country. And gun shows, you can buy a gun if you don't have a head on, you know, if you have cash in your pocket. The guy steps to the side and says, okay, here's your two rifles, goodbye. So this must be addressed. The second thing is the incident in Lower Manhattan. This man who basically took a car and hurt and killed people, he's been radicalized in this country. He wasn't radicalized abroad and came in. We've got to stop these generalities such as, oh, in August, the current occupant of the seat in the White House said, oh, opiate crisis, I'm going to solve it. This was said again in, I believe, October. Big fanfare, big speech. Nothing done. The current person in the chair in the White House is, what do I call it, a blovinator or a bluvinator, or you can put a few other words on it. He talks, he talks, he talks. He is basically sucking the good energy out of the air. And easy. He's not at the door. Don't worry about it. Anyhow.
But, Jim, you know, the bad thing about it, and I'm not going to – this isn't going to be a dump on Trump thing, but what I'm going to say about this is that he bloviates and he makes these pronouncements that sound like something's going to happen. But then the Senate and the House – sit there and praise his bloviation. They bloviate for a few minutes, and then nothing happens. It's a concerted effort between the House and the Senate and the White House. Everybody talks a good game, but everybody right now is on pins and needles, and they're not willing to play the game.
And there's also another thing that is just the unfortunate aspect of covering this. Is that no one is well, I can't see it anyway from a media standpoint. Everyone's so busy chasing the next headline that no one is following through these stories and keeping an eye, you know, and keeping an eye on things. So you,
one thing I'm surprised, Jim, that it hasn't been brought up with all these shootings, especially the latest ones. I want you to just Google. Shoot 'em up movies. Google it. Shoot them up movies.
Right.
We never saw people go to a church. We've seen people go inside a church and kill people. This man stood outside a church with a weapon that was powerful enough to shoot through the walls. He shot through the walls so many times they might have to condemn the building. That's before he even walked in the building. He shot through the walls. Now, take yourself back to Las Vegas and take yourself back. I'm saying go back 4 or 5 years in the movies. You're going to see scenes like this that have been acted out in the movies time and time and time again in the shoot 'em up, blow 'em up movies. Life has come full circle where life is now imitating art, unfortunately. And, Jim, I have no idea how we're going to close the door.
And I will go back even further, if you don't mind, to the last century. And it was a really compelling story, and it was just at the beginning of graphic violence in film, like really not Bonnie and Clyde type violence, but absolute. And there was a story about this young kid who had basically picked up a gun, shot somebody. This kid in Manhattan, Upper Manhattan, and was absolutely shocked that the person he shot didn't get up and start moving again.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me a long time ago just because it showed that the line between reality and art.
There is no line anymore.
There's no line.
And it goes to video games. And I'm not saying you have to censor anything. But I'm just saying we've come to a point in society, Jim, where all these things that were fake are now real. And we have a Senate and a House and a president, all three of them, that are unable or are frightened to act. It's amazing.
You were reading my mind with the video games. I recall when they first become very popular, and studies were done, and it was, you know, it wasn't always that great, the studies and so forth, but the interest in solving that situation dissipated, and it led to, I think, a mindset where young people very quickly get into the sensation of the technology of the internet and the texting and so forth. There's nothing wrong with any of that. It's just that there's something between the mind body that, if it's not watched, gets out of control. And just like those video games, as Jill just said, the young man shot somebody and expected the person to get up. That's what those games are about. You know, okay, you shoot them down, they're down, bang. Okay, put another nickel in or whatever the heck it is, and let's do it again. And the brain is a wonderful thing, but the brain, I don't know any science on this thing. So, you know, there's only so much that can be absorbed without it having some effects, which are not necessarily positive effects. In terms of the thing in the House and Senate, it's incredible. I've followed politics as we, or most of us have, well, you know, the best we can all our lives. But I've never seen where a guy like Corker, well-respected, comes out and McCain has been there for a while, and there's no follow-through. I mean, these are colleagues. These are guys who know one another, who knows, you know, some secrets and this and that. I just don't get it. Maybe today will be a watershed because in Jersey, the polls are reflecting that probably it'll be a Democrat. Virginia, I haven't heard anything, nor do I know much about that race. But possibly if we had two new Democratic governors, it would wake some people up to that these elections are coming on them very, very soon in 2018. And I don't know how much more they think the American public, I'm talking now about the Senate and the House people, how much more the American people are going to take of this intransigence, this inability to get off the dime. Have we been so brainwashed that somebody saying they'll do something and not do it, but because they can yell louder than everybody else, people have conditioned themselves to believe that it's been done or will get done? Well, I don't have any answer to that.
Well, just look what happened to Paul Ryan. Now, they're saying it was a minor...
You're talking about Rand Paul.
Ron Paul, pardon me. Rand Paul. people are the news reports are saying, oh, it was a neighbor to neighbor incident. It wasn't a neighbor to neighbor incident. He had a neighbor that was upset at him for whatever political views he espouses. I don't care what they say. He went over there.
Well, that is your assessment of it.
But a sitting member of the House being attacked by somebody. If it's the House, the Senate, whatever. A sitting member is just horrible. It shows once again there is absolutely no line of compromise in people's emotions. It's getting worse and worse.
It also shows that people don't know. I mean, and this is down to, I'm sorry, this is down to conducting your life fully on screen and not nobody sitting there saying, hey, you can't say that because you have freedom of speech. You can say anything you want. Social media, social injury. You don't have to proscribe your behavior to suit somebody. It's you. You're free. And the whole thing kind of goes back to I really hate to say it when you talk about all of these things that can't be fixed. That goes back to money. Because, you know, people are getting a lot of money. And I'm sorry to sound like this, but bottom line, people are getting a lot of money not to say, hey, you know, these video games probably should be balanced off with a little bit of outside, let's go look at a tree, folks.
On that score, there is a ray of light that occurred last week. You folks probably are aware of it. But there's a guy named Charles Mercer who we've mentioned on the show, and he was the owner of Bannon's company, and
Robert.
Right. More importantly, Mercer is partners with a guy named Simons, who own Renaissance Technologies, a very large hedge fund, very large, $50 billion, I think. Well, last week, I believe it was a Baltimore pension fund that said, you know, Mercer, I'm sorry, you don't talk your politics and manage my money. They took $33 billion out. That's not a lot of money. But basically, Mercer resigned from his co-managership of the Renaissance. That is very bullish in that somebody is standing up and saying, hey, I don't like it. You're supposed to be managing money, not talking politics.
Well, it's just an interesting conundrum. We have about 3.5 minutes left, Jim. In today's political climate, thank God here it hasn't gotten down to the local level, but on the national level, it's either you're with me or you're again me.
And that's just absolutely embarrassing.
And there is absolutely zero. I mean, zero middle ground.
But no. Also, no one's. And this is, I think, something that really needs to be thought about. Doesn't seem like there's much of an attempt to find a middle ground. As a matter of fact, you're really, once again, free press. But you're once again being absolutely encouraged to find what you like and stick with that. And that's not doing very much to create a common ground.
I want to come back to something that you started saying, Jill. It is up to you, the collective you, it is up to us to manage our behavior and our relationships based on an intelligent approach to living a balanced life. And balanced life was discussed with a couple of people from Australia who were here visiting us. One, a Greek gal who born in Greece, raised in Australia. The other gal, born in Brazil, now in Australia. We got into the health insurance and so forth. But what my takeaway was, one lady said, well, you know, somebody calls in sick, hey, stay home, take a day. You know, we can handle it here. That's the attitude of the Australians. Not all of them. How do I know that anyhow? But there's something in their culture. They want to balance their life. They don't want it to be all business. They don't want it to be all about money. And the net result is they have more free time. They have probably have better health care from the standpoint of you can get it when you need it. And it's just so positive.
Yeah.
We, as a kid, we had that in this country. We have let somebody usurp that. And I don't think we... Let's not waste our time trying to blame somebody else. Let's look inside. Look inside yourself so you can get happier. And, you know, I forget who it is. Not Brokaw, but the other man. The point is, there was a point when we could have civil discourse. When we'd have, I'm a Republican, I'm a this, and that, and you'd talk back and forth, blah, 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 then you'd laugh and you'd cry and blah, 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 and you'd leave friends. In fact, you'd probably leave better friends because you dealt with something of importance together. And whether you solved anything or not, it was immaterial. Look within yourself. If you are one of the folks who say, my way or the highway, you are on the wrong highway. You want to be in the dividing line of the highway. You want to be in the center when it comes to human relationships. And if anybody does anything in their life, right now is the time. If you're not there, get back to it. Get back to it for yourself and for your children and for your relatives and your friends.
All right, Jim, we're out of time.
And set an example. Boy. I'm adding to it. Set an example. And then I can wind this all up by saying, I hope you're listening, New York Giants management.
We love you.
Bye. All right,
Jim. Have a great week.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch, and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio.